New foreclosure data today shows default notices dropped 39% from this time last year. But don't be fooled. These numbers don't signify fewer foreclosures. They simply show the banks are having trouble processing the massive foreclosures on their books. This has my freedom fighters wondering if the government's and the Federal Reserve's billions of dollars to fix the real estate market was all this a giant waste of taxpayer dollars. Here now to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business Stocks editor and my colleague Elizabeth McDonald, radio host and Freedom Watch regular Nancy Skinner, and Reason Magazine associate editor Damon Root. Why are there so few foreclosures when so many houses are underwater?
You know,
even people that took the second mortgages, the ones the government gave out, are more than 60 days behind.
Because Wall Street's bond factory was out of control and sliced those mortgages up into securities, so nobody knows who owns the mortgages. They have to have the courts to figure it out. And so that's going to take some time. And now it's caught up, you know, in through judicial processes across the country, Judge.
Do you think the government will ever learn that it shouldn't be entering the housing market like this? I know that Nancy Skinner will disagree. We'll get to her in a minute, Damon. But I would argue that the government itself is at the root of the meltdown in 2008, because Fannie and Freddie basically said to the bankers, loan all you want, lend to whoever you want to, and stick the bad mortgages with us. The taxpayers will pick up the tab.
Well, I mean, absolutely, Judge. Misguided government policies, putting people in homes they can't afford, is one of the roots of this problem. And it would be great to see the government get out of the so-called affordable home business, to see the Fed stop with these artificially low interest rates, to see Fannie and Freddie wind it down basically over the next 5 years or so and let the private sector come in. Fortunately, as I think American history tells us, the government does not learn from its mistakes. It just repeats them.
All right, Nancy, without getting into whether it was evil bankers or stupid bureaucrats, how do we get out of this mess now? There are so many people out there who should be foreclosed on, and it's costing the banks more in some cases to foreclose than they will get if they take the property back and win the foreclosure case.
You know, Judge, if this were just a matter of the people who took out bad loans and the banks, if they were the victims of this, I would say let the free market work. But this is a downward spiral where there are innocent civilians involved. So my next door neighbor, even if I've paid all my bills, my mortgage on time, it's my next door neighbor's problem, is my problem. So the government actually has not been aggressive enough in this HAMP program. Of the $50 billion allocated to them, the banks have only spent $60 million. So the banks are sitting on all their assets. They're not doing enough. They're not letting the counselors make the call.
Wait a second. Right.
And that's why it's getting clogged up.
The HAMP
program of which she speaks is basically taxpayer dollars paying money that the lender should be paying.
It's about modifying mortgages. And the banks are, you know, look at, they've got potholes in their balance sheets that through their own making, they blew wide open. But the problem is, what happened was the government tried to solve income inequality in this country in a very dangerous way through housing policy. Important to have the fence at the top of the cliff instead of the fire engines and the chaotic fire brigade at the bottom, with housing money being tossed back into the system by the government. We had to rein the government in at the outset, and we didn't do that.
All right, it sounds very nice when the president of the United States, whether it's Jimmy Carter or George W. Bush, whether it's Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, even if it's Ronald Reagan, says it'd be great if the public policy of this country was that everybody should own a home. What they never say is a lot of people can't afford to own a home. So should this be the public policy of the country, or should of the government, or should the public policy be that the free market will decide who gets to own and afford a home?
Well, you know, there's no free lunch, and so the idea that everyone should be in a home and that all homes can be affordable is incorrect. And yes, the market should decide. Unfortunately, what letting the free market decide in this situation means is we need to repeal a lot of very entrenched government programs, and until we see that in action.
You know why? Those sharks on Wall Street will take advantage of it. They will know that Fannie and Freddie are backing those loans, and they use it to full effect to dump their mortgages onto them.
If Fannie and Freddie weren't there, then the sharks wouldn't be giving away their own money.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to switch gears. It looks like a war. It sounds like a war. It costs as much as a war. It's a war. But in a letter to House Speaker John Boehner, President Obama basically said his military conflict in Libya is not a war, and that he has the constitutional right to put troops there, no matter what the Constitution says and no matter what federal law says. Now pressure in Congress is mounting from both sides of the aisle as 10 lawmakers take the president to court. Can the president start a war on his own? And if he does, and if the Congress won't stop him, should a federal judge stop him?
I think anyone should stop him at this point. I would really like to see Congress actually step up more than 10 people and exercise their constitutional authority to declare war and to put this president in check. This is absolutely a war, and the president, it's laughable.
Is the Congress to blame here, Nancy Skinner, for letting the president? And it's not just this president. So this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. You can make it into one if you want. But is a Congress that allows a president to take power from the Congress that the Constitution gave to the Congress just as complicit as the president who takes the power?
This is completely consistent with the War Powers Act. This is different. The president was faced with an urgent decision of an imminent massacre by Gaddafi's forces in Benghazi, 700,000 citizens. So we, by the Constitution, he is allowed to take action, limited, and he said days, not weeks. And now we've turned over the duties to NATO. He sought
Nancy, he's
approval
30
from
days
Congress.
Beyond what
it's
the
not
law allows him to do. He's 30 days beyond it, so he says it's not a war. This is Orwellian. People are dying, and he's dropping bombs. It's a war.
No, we are now in a support role. We are not engaging in hostilities directly with Gaddafi, and he saved the lives.
No, with all due respect, calling it a humanitarian mission is really putting a political top spin on it, because there are drones involved, there are bombs being dropped, and people are being killed.
There's American
and
military.
And so American military, if they're saying we don't have much boots on the ground. I'm just a business reporter, just my own personal opinion. If the United States is funding 75% of NATO's budget, isn't that enough? Can Europe step in and do more?
It's a great argument. Here's what I want to ask you. Does Wall Street like these wars?
I would say no. I would say not. And either side, Republican or Democrat, just being a business reporter, in my own personal opinion, should not be allowed to declare war as a humanitarian mission on their own.
Do you think that a single federal judge will sign a piece of paper enjoining the president from bombing in Libya, as Justice William O. Douglas once enjoined Richard Nixon from bombing in Cambodia?
I would love to see it, frankly, but I'm not 100% confident that that's something we're going to see.
No. Absolute contradiction of the separation of powers.
That the president can bomb and kill all he wants.
He under the War Powers Resolution, he has a right to take limited operational activities.
Gotta go, guys. Damon Root, Nancy Skinner, E. Mack, it's a pleasure.
Thank
back
you.
With the